This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Today is the last day for voting in the Melbourne Drag Awards, and one of the most coveted awards to win isn't the Hall of Fame or Drag Performer of the Year, it's the title Bitch of the Year. We spoke to some of the nominees, Bumper Love, Lexi Gaga, Missy Leminx and Avril Lavigne, about why the shady narrative of drag performing seems to be the element that everyone prefers.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lazarus Casino, Alice Springs presents Miss Mitzi Del Bra, Miss Felicia Jolly-Goodfellow, and Miss Bernadette Bassington, the sisters of the Simpson Desert.
So we spent about 3 months researching all of the awards that have been held in Victoria over the last 30 years, all the drag awards, plus in comparison to Perth, New Zealand, Sydney, you know, other states, and we kind of... A lot of them had many categories, you know, some even had 26, would you believe? So we obviously, for the first one, we just wanted to consolidate it, have a really great event, and have a starting point. So Bitch of the Year was actually quite prevalent in all of those. So it's a bit of a legacy to, you know, maintain certain categories so that we can kind of compare interstate, you know, what they're doing. But also, there is a lot of shade that the girls throw, so it's really... Maybe it can be renamed the Shady Award, but it's really about, you know, how people interact, how drag queens interact and use their talent and their intellect and their wit. But that category has come about from doing quite a lot of research and talking to the previous organisers of Melbourne-based drag awards.
Look, I think Bitch of the Year is one of the most prestigious awards. I think it's actually more prestigious than winning Drag Entertainer of the Year. I think being a bitch is sort of taken the wrong way. I really think it's more like being the best at what you do. I just think that bitch is used in the wrong context in this. I think it should be more like, you know, like most charisma, sarcastic, talented on the microphone instead of bitch.
I think that's the pinnacle. I was very excited for that one. I think in other states it's different. Like Sydney, for example, Bitch of the Year is Host of the Year. And at first I thought that's what ours was here, which I thought that's a huge honour to be nominated in that category. But they've actually just said it's more about just being a bitch. So, still exciting.
Not only was I excited, but I was shocked and amazed. You know, it is seriously the greatest title that you could probably get. Well, I think it's a combination of a couple of things. I'm up against an awesome amount of my sisters and my girls, you know, who are amazingly talented and you know, all over the shop. You know, your Art, your Missy, your Lexi, just to name a few. And this one, because I think we're taking it as a bit of a combination of online presence, you know, and sass and the shade that one can throw, but also, you know, the ability to host and talk on the microphone and bring a crowd and draw a crowd and keep the crowd entertained. And, you know, to be up for an award acknowledging that is pretty awesome and exciting.
We truly expect that bitchiness and that cattiness because, you know, that's all in the campery and all in the fun of it, poking fun of each other and poking fun at ourselves, which I especially love to do more than poke fun at anyone else. If I can get a laugh out of myself, then that's made my night.
I think these days you can pretty much say anything. Everybody's heard everything these days. But I think the thing is with, for example, RuPaul's Drag Race, when you look at that and reference that's what we're doing here in Melbourne, is that there is all the different categories of who's who. There's definitely the bitches on that TV show. So people love those bitchy, shady characters. So I think having those people here and people are now calling us bitches and calling us shady because it's in, it's popular at the moment to be that. So I think at the moment it is a bit more expected than probably what it was and what it used to be when Pussy and Tabitha, for example, Monty used to just slur abuse at them all. It's just a different landscape now, and yeah, they do expect it, I think, particularly from me. And once they've met you a couple of times, they really expect it and hold you in high regard. Or if you don't do it, you get in a bit of trouble. Oh, I've got a theory, and I've got who I think will win. I think it'll be a balls up between Lexi Gaga. Of course, if I don't win, it'll be a balls up between Lexi Gaga and Amina J. Now, I say Amina J, it's because when you look at Lexi and I, we're often a pair. We're often in the same show, working in the same venues, in the same traps. So Lexi and I are kind of splitting votes between who would vote for me and who would vote for Lexi, whereas Amina has an own cluster of Southside people for all the amazing work she's done over there over the years that would just solely vote for her and wouldn't consider anyone else in that pool, I feel. So it'll be really interesting to see, I think, how it goes.
My money is on definitely on the Minx, I think, because, you know, she, she calls everyone dickhead, so that's a good start to being a bit of a bitch. But I think she's definitely got a huge presence online, always with an opinion, and also hosts lots of nights, not only in our queer community, but also, you know, bringing the queer community to things, to a lot of hen parties and a lot of events outside the normal, the queer locations. I think she can really bring it.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lexi Gaga. I am up for Bitch of the Year, Miss Congeniality, Melbourne's favourite drag queen, and the Hall of Fame. Also, my girls, the Size Queens, are up for Drag Production of the Year. We would love to at least win something out of all those awards. So vote for me, Lexi Gaga, and I will love you long time.
I think I've got them all already. I don't think I can talk about it anymore. That's really exciting. I've been nominated for Bitch of the Year, Performer of the Year, and a best production show, which is the Size Queens, which have worked really hard on that fierceness, which is exciting.
So Drag Nation have been running the voting and everything to do with that part of the competition, so, and they're very good at it, so they have got all of the voting online on their Drag Nation website, so head there because you've only got a few hours left. They close at later on tonight, so make sure you get in and you vote for all your favourites, as well as suppliers and technicians. There is the category there. We've got a DJ, photographer, different kind of suppliers to the drag industry here in Melbourne. So get in and vote.
That was Bumper Love, Lexi Gaga, Missy Lemmings and Abril Latrine. And don't forget, voting for the Melbourne Drag Award ends tonight, so get your votes in.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.